Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
Like many 20-somethings, I wasn't really paying much attention to my parents. So I didn't question when my mom, a 50s-era suburban housewife, left my dad, our Yorkie Teddy, and our family home in Queens, New York, bought herself a condo in Miami, got a job at an upscale salon, and started a new life for herself. It wasn't until I was in my late 40s, divorced for the second time and questioning the institution of marriage, that I finally asked her about her bold move. "Mom, what the heck was that about?" "I had enough," was all she said. After being a wife and a mother myself for so many years, I knew exactly what she meant. My parents didn't divorce. My dad and Teddy flew to Miami every month for a long weekend for about a decade, until my father retired and joined her there. They had what is called a live-apart-together relationship, and I'm pretty certain that having places of their own is what made them last 61 years of somewhat peaceful marital coexistence. I didn't want my parents' marriage, but in retrospect, I think my own marriages would have greatly benefited if I had done what my mother had done, allowed myself to have space, perhaps not thousands of miles away, but the freedom to take care of my own needs in addition to taking care of everyone else's. I don't think enough women do that. Now I do, which is why my romantic partner and I don't live together and probably never will. Not to say that sometimes I don't long to come home to what feels familiar, someone to share stories with at the end of the day, and a warm body to snuggle next to every night. There are many pleasures that come with living with someone. And then there are the not-so-pleasurable things that come with living with someone 24/7, as many couples discovered during the pandemic lockdowns. I feel blessed to have gotten a lot of good things from my mom: her blue-green eyes, her love of cooking, her creativity, and an unexpected later-in-life discovery, the need for a room of my own. With a perspective, I'm Vicki Larson.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.